Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be talking about integrating public health commodity supply chains in Tanzania. It was a comparative assessment that we did back in July of 2007. How do you move it? Oh, and I have no relationships to disclose. The objectives of our study were to wanted to describe to all of you briefly what the existing supply chain systems are in Tanzania and why they are considered important, and what is considered an effective supply chain, and to define some of the basic indicators during this time in terms of how we measure a well-functioning supply chain system, and then to describe the evaluation of the logistics system. Just to briefly give you an overview of the logistics systems in Tanzania, at the time of our assessment, there were three logistics systems that were functioning in Tanzania. The first one is the EDP kit system, which was introduced back in 1983. This was back when it was considered an emergency system where each facility would receive the commodities. And when I say commodities, in this case, we are referring to essential drugs for malaria, for tuberculosis, and just in general overall health, as well as family planning programs. They would receive them in a form of a kit. So it did not matter what the needs of the facilities might have been as to the number of clients they were seeing, but everybody would receive the same package of the kits. In 1998, the government of Tanzania decided to move to what they call the indent system, which replaced the kit system, since it led to a lot of wastage and stockouts because facilities, again, were receiving these kits. So it didn't matter. You could have potentially stocked out and not been able to meet the needs of your clients, or you might have had too many because you were not receiving that many clients. So that was the whole push to move to the indent system. And in this system, facilities also were responsible for ordering themselves exactly the number of drugs that they wanted. So it was based on their actual consumption rather than a set kit that was delivered to them initially. Then in 2005, they moved to what is now called the ILS, the Integrated Logistics System, which is also very similar to the indent system, but in this case, various logistics systems, components of the different programs are integrated, they're put together. So for example, the study that we did, the ILS, it integrated the family planning program, which was used to be a vertical supply chain system, and the essential drug program, along with many others. And it also integrated some of the key logistics functions, such as transportation and distribution, looking at record keeping for these drugs as well. Just to show you the map of Tanzania. At the time of the study, there were these three systems that were still functioning. There's the EDP kit system, the indent, and the ILS. The country has decided to switch over completely to the ILS system, but of course, switching over from one logistics supply chain system to another can take a lot of time. As of today, actually, all of the EDP kit systems from just last year have now been converted to ILS. The goal is for the entire country to switch over to ILS. But at the moment, you still have the regions that show the indent system still exist, and as does the ILS. But EDP kit system, the form of sending everybody the same amount of drugs, no longer exists. So you know they're moving in the right direction. Describe the methodology. We did a comparative assessment. There's a belief that ILS would naturally work better than the indent system, but we wanted to do a comparative assessment. So we did a baseline just to see how the two systems were performing, and we developed a commodity availability tool, since this is the project that I work on, the USAID Deliver Project. It's actually a project run by John Snow Incorporated, but we are not allowed to put our logo up there. It's mandated by USAID. That people think that this is a USAID project. We are funded by them, but it's the name of the project itself is USAID Deliver Project. Anyhow, so we developed a quantitative commodity availability tool to study, look at the two systems, and we looked at commodity availability being one of the key indicators, but as well as looked at how training comes into play, supervision, record keeping, and role of logistics information systems. we trained assessment teams and pre-tested the questionnaire. And we visited 56 different health facilities in the ILS region, as well as 56 facilities in the indent region. And this was a random sampling that was done. The criteria for site selection was, again, we looked at two different regions. When I say regions, it's similar to saying a state. So we looked at two regions in the ILS system and two in the indent, and they were matched based on their similarities for, you looked at total population, population density, as well as CPR, contraceptive prevalence rate in those regions. And then we also visited a representative number of health facilities, such as hospitals, health centers, and dispensaries, since those are the three different type of facilities where people go to seek services. This was quite an intensive effort. It was 2 weeks of data collection with eight teams out with two people on each team, as well as we did data entry and data analysis was done. All of this was done in over a period of 5 weeks, so it was sort of like a marathon run, nonstop, doing data cleaning, data entry, data analysis, doing the preliminary analysis and findings, and sharing that with the stakeholders in Tanzania over a course of 5 weeks. So to share some of the key findings with you. Again, as I mentioned, ILS, which is integrates different services together, so we looked at how facilities receive their commodities. So you will notice that 96% of facilities in the ILS region were receiving both their family planning commodities as well as essential drugs were being delivered to them together. Now we know working in any developing country or working with limited resources in a resource-poor setting, this is an excellent way to maximize your existing transportation facilities that are available. It serves as a great cost-cutting measure, as well as it helped streamline distribution by the transport and distribution, just making one trip rather than one trip for facilities to get their drugs for essential drugs and then the other ones for family planning commodities. So in this case, it showed that the ILS system is clearly maximizing its limited resources. Next slide talks about average lead time. Now, lead time is a very logistics-heavy term. Most people may not be aware of what that means. Lead time really just signifies how long it takes from the time a health facility orders their orders the commodities to the time they receive them and the commodities are available and ready for use at the health facility. So in the ideal situation, you want to be within the 1 to 3 months. Should be the normal time frame between which they should receive the commodities. And again, you will see that in the ILS system fared better in comparison to the indent. 78% of the facilities received the commodities, essential drugs, within that established time frame of 1 to 3 months. Again, this is a good indicator for looking at performance, meaning that all the facilities in the ILS region are less likely to stock out if they're ordering within their time and receiving the commodities within the established time. And they're also receiving their resupplies within the time frame, hence being able to serve their clients the way that it's intended to. Next slide shows the percentage of facilities that submit their LMIS forms within the time frame. Now, again, LMIS is another logistics term. It's basically like an MIS system, but for logistics, so it's a logistics management information system. Again, you will notice that higher percentage of facilities in the ILS region submitted their forms, 96%, both for family planning and for essential drugs on time. Again, what that signifies is that they're more likely to order on time and they're receiving, they're reporting on time as well as receiving their commodities on time. This information is actually very critical because this helps make procurement decisions at the higher level. So you have your records available, you know what's on hand, you're more likely to be able to order accurately for the country as a whole. Next, it showed how ledger book availability and being updated. Well, ledger books are like stock cards, or you may have it as a notebook where health facilities keep track of what they have received and what they have distributed to their client. And again, you'll notice that more facilities were maintaining, they had their ledger books available, and the ones that had their ledger book available, most higher percentage of them had it updated in the ILS region in comparison to the indent region. Again, maintaining better records is another key indicator because it helps inform the people in charge as to how much stock is available at any given point and also alert them of any potential stockouts that can happen. It also helps in making orders to know exactly what's on stock so you're not doing any kind of guesswork and actually ordering based on the needs. Now this was sort of, we have hoped to see better results in this, but this indicator talked about percentage of facilities that meet storage conditions. There are 17 different storage conditions that we looked at, and the ranking is based on each facility at least meeting 80% of the facilities. So although the results were not the greatest for either the ILS or the indent region, but as a whole, ILS region still perform better in terms of meeting their storage conditions. Now, stockout on the day of the visit. That is one of the key indicators in any logistics program. Our motto as a program is no product equals no program. If you don't have a product, you really don't have a logistics program. You can't meet the needs of the client. So you will notice that for essential drugs, again, with the exception of SP, for all the other essential drugs, ILS was performing better. Now, SP was actually, there was a national stockout of SP at that point of the study, so. Similarly, for family planning, again, not much of a difference, but still on average, there were fewer stockouts for family planning commodities in the ILS in comparison to the indent region. And the same the case for average duration of stockout, which tells you the number of days any facility was stocked out at a given period of time. So again, especially for essential drugs, you can definitely see the difference in indent in the ILS region, but not so much for the family planning program. In conclusion, just want to share that the results of the assessment showed that there were higher on-time reporting rates within the ILS region. They also had higher number of facilities were doing better record keeping, maintaining their ledger books, and maximizing their limited resources in terms of better use of transportation and distribution to delivering commodities, as well as it showed better and improved product availability in the ILS system with fewer stockouts on the day of visit, as well as shorter duration of stockouts. So clearly, at least in the case of Tanzania, it was evident that integrating supply chain functions definitely has its benefits. It can result in higher reporting rates and streamlined ordering systems, so personnel who have to take care of the clients, meet the needs of their clients, actually give them the drugs which they're there for, don't have to sit there and spend most of their time filling out forms and doing reporting, because it's minimizing and streamlining the ordering and reporting system, as well as they're more likely to do a better job if they're just filling out one form as opposed to multiple forms for ordering their drugs. And it also leads to a more efficient use of transportation and distribution system, and overall better stock management just for that very reason, and better use of financial and human resources. Thank you. And subsequently, all of this, of course, like I said, no product equals no program. It leads to fewer stockouts, and basically you have a product, you have a program. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. So we have a couple of questions for Jaya, please. Yes, go ahead.
Different people had different responsibilities versus in the ILS.
had one person who was in charge of ordering for different multiple supply chains and tried to integrate it, so it works to their benefit. I mean, still, both systems need a lot of improvement. You're working in a resource setting, but clearly it